Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. 2511.
Okay.
2801-0024-0684.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second to pull your file up here, and we can get the ball rolling there for you. All right. Is this, looks like Rainbow Art and Framing? Perfect. And am I speaking with Brian?
You are, yep.
Awesome. And are you the owner over there, Brian?
Yes.
100% owner?
Me and my wife,
50-50. 50-50, okay. I'm just going to confirm some quick information here on your file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you may have. Can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
295 Daniel Webster Highway, Nashua, New Hampshire, 03060.
Perfect. And as far as like your business classification, are you guys a partnership, C Corp, S Corp, LLC? Hello?
Yep.
As far as your business classification, are you guys a C Corp? Okay. And I have down here, it looks like time in business since 1996, is that correct?
86.
Okay. Perfect. And then if we do get disconnected, is the 603-891-2033 the best number there for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, we got many programs here. If you kind of want to just paint a picture there of what you were looking to do, I can point you in the right direction there.
Let me say one thing here. A couple questions.
Yeah.
I had done with business with Principus a couple of years, a couple of loans with them.
Okay.
And what they do is take money out of, you probably know this, out of your daily credit card sales.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm really looking for somebody that would take out, I'd pay monthly or biweekly or even weekly, but not on a daily basis.
Okay.
Whether you guys operate the same way Principus does it.
I see. We do daily, weekly, and monthly payment structures there. Were you looking to stay on that kind of MCA program where they just kind of take percentage of the credit cards, or did you end up not liking the structure there?
No, I don't like the daily withdrawals, okay?
And if okay.
My account is overdrawn, they submit it, okay? And it, whether it gets paid or doesn't get paid, I get a fee on it. If it doesn't get paid, it then comes through a second time, okay?
I see.
So that's the one thing I don't like, okay? Other than that, if one weekly draw would be fine if it was not business, the account wouldn't matter, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Did you still have loans out with them currently?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So what was it you were looking to do here? Was it capital or equipment there? What was kind of the game plan?
Cash flow. Like I was looking for, you know, $15,000-$20,000 cash flow. But now the next question is how strong is credit? Okay, my business, obviously, we've been in business for 30 years, but 30 years ago, my wife and I bought a franchise which was sued for fraud and racketeering. Okay, so
we
have had a long journey. our credit is, needless to say, we've held on to our house and our rental property and our business, but our credit is great. We put our kids through college, so.
I see.
How credit is this?
So with working capital loans, it's mostly based off your top-line revenue. We obviously have to look at credit just to make sure there's no tax liens or anything like that against you. But it's not one of the major factors, I would say, that goes into to qualifying you here on an approval. Did you know what your and your wife's credit kind of ballpark figure was?
Yeah,
did you?
Well, I found out recently, and I should have looked at this a long time ago because we had gotten things from a couple of accounts were potentially, not that we got directly hacked, but like, you know, with what was the health insurance, all our information got out. So I should have been checking for my credit report on a regular basis, but one of the things I just realized is they still have an installment loan that's been paid off on my loan app, on my credit report. I just discovered this the other day. And then my wife, one of the things on her report is a student loan from my daughter going to college, okay?
Okay.
One company, Mohila, is four separate small loans, okay? So when they report it monthly, they report it as four, if it's late, 4 delinquencies as opposed to 1 delinquency.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I see.
There, so, you know.
Did you have a ballpark figure there? Are you guys like in the low sixes, 500s?
Oh,
did
no,
you know?
Probably in the fives. I'm sure we're in the fives.
Yeah. Okay. As long as you're above 5, then you'll be in the region there to get approved. Anything under 500, it's really a shot in the dark there. So at least you're above that. So you are in the ballpark there. Like I said, the majority of the weight is on the cash flow and sales there of the business. Did I hear you correctly? You said you're looking for around 15 to 20K. Was that correct?
Right.
And what were you needing that capital for?
Well, actually, just the cash flow. In other words, I'll be honest with you. I need to take more business money out for myself. I need to put a new roof on my house and things like that. So in as much as it's through the business, I'm going to take, you know, a loan from the business to do those things, you know.
I see. And, I mean, are you familiar with working capital loans and kind of how they work?
In what respect? I mean,
in the sense that, you know, it's an unsecured cash loan.
Credit or what?
No, it's an unsecured cash loan, so you're really allowed pretty much to use it for however you see fit. But it being unsecured, it is going to be a little bit pricier. But like I said, it does depend on the cash flow. Do you guys know what you did in gross annual sales there last year for the business?
I think it was about
$175,000. And how are you guys trending for this year? About the same, up, down?
I think we're maybe about even. We might be up a little bit after last month.
Okay.
Be up a little bit. We're not down, that's for sure.
Okay. About the same this year. And if you don't mind me asking, what is it you guys do there for the business? Is this just like an art studio, or what is it you guys do there?
Some picture framing.
Okay. Okay.
Ready-made frames, but mostly custom framing.
Framing and custom work there. And I'm assuming you guys have been in the industry there for quite some time there. 86 is when you started. Yeah, you guys are pushing 30 years now. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So you guys have been through some serious times. when are you guys looking to bring this capital on? Is this something you need now? Is this something you were just kind of shopping around for?
I'm debating, probably soon, because if I put a new roof on, and I might decide let the roof go to the spring, but I'd rather get it up before the winter. It really ties into the weather, so we're here in New England, so.
Okay. As far as getting you the capital soon, we can get you an approval in about 24 hours and funded in 48, so we do move fairly quick. As far as the 15 to 20K, was any of that going to be allocated towards the business, or was this really just for the roofing you were looking to get done?
Probably 5 would go into the business, and I'd probably take 10 out for the roof.
Okay. And what was the 5K going to be used for the business there? Just kind of...
Just to have in the fund. So, for instance, what happened with Principus, I got money from them. I should have left a balance in the account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the money when we borrowed from them. We were across the street for 20 years, and we moved the business to this location where we've been for almost 4 now.
Okay.
So that was the purpose there. But I mean, I used basically everything they gave me, so that's why I got myself in trouble. So at this point in time, I would put 5 for a rainy day in the account just for.
Okay. So basically the term lengths on these are anywhere from like 3 to 36 months. Typically first-timers get in the 6 to 18-month range. Is that kind of what you were looking for? Were you looking for long-term?
I was looking for long-term, but I mean 18 would do, but I definitely wouldn't be interested in 6 or 12, you know?
Okay, so you definitely want to shoot for a longer term there?
Right.
Okay, I can definitely work with my underwriters there. I just kind of want to get an understanding there for what you're looking for. That way we're not, night and day difference there from what you want when we end up getting you approved for. So I know you said, credit situation's maybe not the best. You got the cash flow, though, and time in business will be huge for you there. The fact that you guys have been in business 30 years is going to be a huge factor that'll come into play there. As far as getting the approval, it's a very quick, actually, approval process. It's just a one-page application. Did you guys file 2015 taxes yet?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Did you file 2015 taxes yet, or did you do an extension?
Yeah.
You did file.
I filed.
Okay, so it would just be the application, your tax return, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Do you guys take credit cards as payments there for the business?
We do, yeah.
Okay, so you have like merchant statements there?
Right.
Okay, so then we would just need 4 months of merchant statements there too, just the more cash flow that we can show the better approval.
4 months of merchant and 6 months of bank statements, or was it 4 and 4?
6 and 4, but I was just going to say, if you had an email there, I'll just shoot you all the information. That way you got it.
Okay. Well, I got an application here, and it says, I don't know, it says fax to fund. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I would ignore that. Even if you fill that out, you're going to have to fill the one that I'm going to shoot you right now just for approval purposes.
Okay.
What's a good email there for you then, Brian?
It's Rainbow Art. Rainbow Art Framing at hotmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, I will get an email going right now. Just give me about 5-10 minutes. It's just going to basically summarize everything that we will need. As soon as you can get that all to me, I can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours. Was that something you had pretty ready available, or did you need maybe a day or two?
No, I might have a little digging to do. The other thing is I got a big order I got to get done for tomorrow, so but I'll see what I got here on file. I know I got my bank statements. Whether I get all my credit card stuff, I'd have to dig that out.
Okay, what I'll do here, shoot you that email. I'll touch base with you here tomorrow morning just to make sure you received the email, if you had any questions, and then we can maybe touch base at the end of the week if you haven't gotten that over to me, and we can get the ball rolling there on approval.
That's good. Okay.
All right, Brad.
Tyler. Okay, Tyler. Thank you.
No worries, Brian. We'll be in touch.
Bye.